Hello, my name is Stella Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Catherine Anderson, CEO of Roger AI, to our program. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I would like to ask you just to share a little bit about your company and yourself, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Catherine. I am the CEO of the company Roger. We essentially work with over 200 accounting firms, from the very largest to the very smallest, as well as their clients, and also thousands of small businesses directly. And with accounting firms, we help them scale. So we provide a tool that really helps practices stay competitive and scale their business. And that's the essence of what we do.
So can you expand a little bit upon the scaling portion? Mm-hmm. Exactly how do you help them scale?
Yes, for sure. So Roger is a tool for both the firm and their clients to automate things like data entry, accounts payable, reimbursements, and a lot of other of those kind of day-to-day tasks that are typically manual or performed in a bunch of different tools. So we're really aiming to be the one tool you need to implement in your practice in order to make your client accounting service business scalable and more profitable and competitive in the long run. So it's almost like a practice management tool where you would onboard your clients, but it's not for managing your clients, it's for CAS. It's for the actual tasks that you perform on behalf of or with your clients on a daily basis, where usually you would do that in 3 to 5 different products or like cloud tools that you use. But with Roger, you can really put that in one place and you can scale that across your practice so that everyone uses the same sort of formula and tool. And what we've seen that do is that when you implement that automation across your entire client base, that can help firms scale at a much more rapid pace, because you kind of, everyone knows how we do things, like how we handle like bill pay, how do we handle expense reimbursements, how do we make sure that we don't spend time on manual data entry. So that's really really what we do, and a big part of that is workflow management. So what we had our product has is like a workflow editor, almost like a Zapier, but focused only on accounting work. So these workflows you can set up to manage anything from approvals to payments to reimbursements, or figuring out or to replace the manual like data entry processes that you'd usually have in your clients' accounting systems. So
that's actually a good lead into what we want to talk about today, and that's our digital CPA conference that's mm-hmm. coming up. It's very strongly focused on the client accounting services piece of what we offer to the accounting profession. And so the conference itself and the setting, it's a great knowledge learning place of people coming together to support, to focus on change management. And especially right now with the acceleration of change that's taking place throughout 2020, the presenters, their knowledge and experiences, they really provide some insight into what's next now. There are 3 focus areas that and learning opportunities for anyone who attends this conference. It's driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. And so the Digital CPA Conference, and in its virtual format this year, will bring together individuals in the profession so that they can share practical strategies and applications and develop future-ready firms. So I definitely see how Roger will fit into our resource center and being able to help inform the attendees of the opportunity that you present to them. So thank you for joining us.
So, nice, yeah.
Yeah. Can you share a little bit how Roger would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
when we start working with a firm, really anyone in the CPA community, like we almost like we're not just a software provider, right? We become almost like an outsourced innovation hub. So we'll make sure that the firm is always on the edge of what's possible, productivity and automation wise, without having to pay someone a gigantic consulting fee, right? So we add like new features to our cloud-based platform all the time on a monthly basis. And that I think always puts the firms that we work with sort of in the front seat on the productivity side, and then also with their clients. So I think a lot of what the rate that the world is changing right now, and that the profession is also changing, and how client expectations and client realities are changing, there has to be like a big collaboration between software providers like Roger and the firms, because it sounds like a cliche, but like we're all in this together, and everyone's trying to make the clients as happy as possible and to make their lives as easy as possible. And I think that truly getting into automation and really truly adopting automated workflows is such a key piece of future success for every single firm out there. And it sounds like when I say the word, you know, automating workflows, it just is like it's so intangible. But really, it's difficult to describe it in any other way. But that's what needs to happen, and we can only do that together. So I think that's going to be a big piece of how we can really enable a lot of success in the digital CPA community.
That's very true. As you were mentioning, you know, the perspective that you can bring to the table, I think, is really in emerging technologies and leading the technology and research for the accounting profession. It is still so new and fresh, and with the 2020 acceleration of change, you must be seeing a lot of new innovation come forward. So can you share your perspective on that whole technology and research for the profession?
Yeah, I think that it's a really exciting topic, because there is, like you're saying, there's a lot of change happening, and there are a lot of new tools and products coming out, and it can be a bit of a jungle. But what it comes down to for us, like we see across a broad range of firms, what the reality is like, and what I can see and what we can see is like firms have to work like accountants but think like a tech company. This is something that is pretty new, because that's the only way that you can really ensure that you can stay relevant in our 2020 reality. The only way that you can kind of stay competitive and also make sure that you can still scale your own business in like an increasingly just crowded market, and in a market where there is a lot of like third party providers, and you're no longer really competing with accounting firms just in your area. You're competing with like a world of tech giants and forward-thinking digital firms and emerging startups. And so what I think, you know, when you're talking about leading technology and research for the profession, again, I'll just say, like, I think partnering is really crucial. Just knowing that the profession is not going to be able to just on its own go through this, and also like third-party technology providers like Roger, like we can't do this on our own. It really has to be a partnership where I think third parties or technology providers can drive a lot of the research and can drive a lot of the technical like advances, but the adoption, there has to be a huge drive from firms to adopt and to help like drive this forward with clients and also internally in firms. And I think the people that do that really well together will be able to be the ones just driving the change for the profession. So I think that is just so important. Firms can drive a lot of their own technology advancements and research as well, but I think that software companies can bring a lot to the table, and we can work super closely on this, like what I would call the next wave of automation, where we've seen, especially on the CAS side, we've seen a lot of tools kind of a lot of different tools that have been around for a while, but it's been difficult to have this like coherent strategy for automation when you have to adopt like four or five different tools in one go. So on the CAS side, I think there's still a lot of more room to automate as it's still kind of in its infancy. So now where like clients and firms have to operate remotely, right? Like we just have to be ready for a different future together.
Very true. And I appreciate you sharing the thoughts of and your perspective in regards to, you know, technology and what they can bring to the table, as well as how firms need to also be participants and collaborate, because that's really how the innovation is going to move forward and, you know, take hold with everyone so that we can continue to improve. Catherine, do you have any other thoughts that you would like to share today?
No, I think I'm just really excited for the virtual conference and can't wait to meet everyone virtually.
And we're excited that you're joining us this year. Thank you.
Thank you.